Sometimes a book takes a long time to get into. Maybe you're not in the mood, or the first few pages are slow to grab you. Do you give up or push ahead? Well, novelist Jesmyn Ward kept going, and she found her favorite novel that way. She tells us about it as part of our series, You Must Read This.
When a friend gave me Death in Spring, he told me it would blow my mind. 10 pages in, I doubted his claim. The book begins when the narrator, a 14-year-old boy from a small mountain village, slips into a cold, sometimes savage river to escape a bee. His swim is interspersed with descriptions of his isolated community, with its pink-painted homes and wisteria vines that, over the years, abridged houses. Mercé Rodoreda's prose, even in translation, is bold and beautiful, but structured into short chapters and flashbacks. The effect is impressionistic, truncated, and frustrating. I couldn't orient myself in the narrative. And then I surrendered. It's a lesson I learn every year at home. In Mississippi, once the summer season sets in, the humidity descends and walking outside feels like swimming. My instinct is to fight the heat, to flee inside. The only way to move through it is to let the heat and the wet air embrace me. I must breathe it in deeply. The heat teaches me how to live with it, and Death in Spring, like the most challenging narratives do, taught me how to read it. I began reading for imagery, and I found a textured, delicate plot slung along by the beauty of each line. As I surrendered, I learned to love the book for its strange savagery. The narrator's father tries to commit suicide at the opening of the novel, hoping to evade one of the barbaric customs of the village. Those who are dying have pink cement poured into their mouths to prevent their souls from escaping. Their bodies are then entombed in the trunks of trees. The villagers thwart the suicide attempt and perform the ritual, killing him instead. It's the first in a succession of tragedies for the narrator. After his father dies, he marries his stepmother, who loves him until she hates him. His daughter abandons him. He is chosen by a yearly lottery to swim the river in order to save the village from being swept away. This always results in death or disfigurement, the swimmers' faces ripped off by the rocks. I'd never heard of Rodoreda, but I later found out that she was a Catalan writer who lived through the Spanish Civil War and World War II. After I learned of her suffering, I understood some of what inspired her and why I reacted to the book in such a visceral way. I was 5 years removed from Hurricane Katrina, a year removed from the BP oil spill. It was easy for me to respond to the narrator's despair at a mad world. I grasped something of Rodoreda's aims in writing such an uncompromisingly brutal book. The story requires surrender in the same way the tragedies of life do. We must breathe them in to move through them. When you read this book, read it for its beauty, for the way it will surprise and subvert your desires, and as a testament to the human spirit in the face of brutality and willful inhumanity.
That's Jesmyn Ward. Her novel, Salvage the Bones, won last year's National Book Award.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.